We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, open-minded viewers, and welcome. Welcome means welcome in Norwegian, a language spoken by around 5 million people, mainly in the country of Norway. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Notwasi News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogotá, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista and channel 44 on Villavision de Villamayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Liquia, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Teleboyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria, Cable Company. In Localidad 89 Chapinero, kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Angativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, channel 41 on Teleunidos and channel 55 on Itemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33 Urbanización, 25, 26 and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10 and Gativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa SEA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In El Nandaria, channel 41 on TV Cable El Nandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Eldonet City, channel 26 on Chatangle Cable TV. And channel 50 on Chimor Cable TV. In Soukbator, Selin Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahon, Oul Province, channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Pral Cable Company in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47, Orange Cable Company channel 65, and channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzulz and Han Hul District, channel 25 on Chimor Cable TV. In Ututh on channel 21 through the cable provider Gumnarin. In Ondo Han City in Inti Province, channel 23 on Sonbo Company. In Sunshine City, in Donegal province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Wecam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Sean Paul Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongja Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Longyear Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchong Cable TV. And in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Kuoshan Cable TV. And in Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCA TV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialan Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yongchang Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, OLAG Vietnam assists its rural communities. In ecology news, the United Nations distributes seeds and toolkits to farming areas in Haiti. In health news, an American study shows that experiences have more value to the individual than possessions. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 16th, is the birthday of prominent Lebanese singer Miss Nancy Ajram. Born in Al-Ashrafia, Lebanon. Her exceptional talent brought her early acclaim at the age of 12 when she won a gold medal from her country's television musical competition, Stars of the Future. After training with distinguished Lebanese musicians, her debut album was released in 1998. Dedicated to humanitarian causes, Miss Ajram has been a part of numerous benefit concerts and events. She has established the Nancy Ajram's charity organization in Beirut, Lebanon, which raises and provides assistance for the disadvantaged. In 2009, she was appointed United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Middle East and North Africa Regional Goodwill Ambassador. Her many accolades include the Best Female Arab Singer of the Year at the 2007 Middle East Music Awards and the World's Best-Selling Middle Eastern Artist at the 2008 World Music Awards. Our appreciation, Nancy, for sharing your caring heart and outstanding musical gifts. We wish you a happy birthday with cherished ones.
Flyin News. Dozens injured in fatal Algeria quake. A 5.2 magnitude quake struck Algeria on Friday, May 14th, in M. Silla province, 250 kilometers southeast of the capital, Algiers. In the town of Beni Yelmen, many buildings reportedly were destroyed, with two people who perished and 43 injured as many leapt in panic out of windows and off balconies. According to the country's Ministry of the Interior, many of the injured were already released from the hospital, with 23 who have stayed for further monitoring and care. We send our sympathies for the lives lost and thank all officials and medical staff tending to the quake afflicted. As we pray for their swift recuperation and resuming of regular day-to-day lives, may heaven's grace and humanity's gentler ways help ease potential disasters as these.
Oklahoma struck by second round of tornadoes. Following the twisters that touched down just days earlier on Monday, May 10th, Oklahomans in the USA endured at least two more on Wednesday and Thursday, with severe impact to some businesses, homes, and other structures, while many trees were also uprooted. Damage was reported across six counties, with Sepulpa, South Tulsa, and Eastern Broken Arrow receiving the most damage.
In neighboring Missouri, storms and two tornadoes also left minor damage to businesses in several communities, including the town of Monette. Earlier in the week, Oklahoma State personnel had been dispatched for rescue and relief efforts, while State Governor Brad Henry had pledged assistance for those affected. Thankfully, there were no injuries or casualties reported from these most recent storms.
Our thankfulness, Governor Henry, and all personnel for your ready help to Oklahomans in need. Wishing everyone a smooth resuming of fulfilling daily lives as we pray that such disruptive events subside as we join in greater care for the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Italy assists Lebanon in water management. A donation of 1.8 million euros is being made to fund a hydrological study intended to help the Lebanese government better understand and manage its water resources, as well as set up a new center that focuses on water preservation. Signing the agreement on Friday, May 14th, Lebanese Water and Energy Minister Gibran Bassel conveyed his country's thanks, while Italian Ambassador to Lebanon Gabriel Chicchia pledged continued support to the people of Lebanon, noting a total contribution of 81 million euros thus far toward the country's water and environmental sectors. Our sincere appreciation and Providence bless, Minister Bassel, and Italy for your spirit of generosity toward Lebanese brethren. Through such thoughtful endeavors in managing this precious resource, may the kind-hearted people of Lebanon flourish in abundance and peace.
Turkish delegation makes historical visit to Greece. During a two-day visit that concluded on Friday, May 14th, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with Greek Prime Minister Yaris Papandreou to renew relations and offer his country's support. A team of 10 Turkish ministers and 100 Turkish businessmen took part in this first high-level state visit since 2004, resulting in a pledge to double trade between the countries to $5 billion U.S. dollars through 21 signed cooperation agreements. The two leaders also initiated dialogue on mutually reduced military spending to assist in Greece's financial recovery, with Prime Minister Erdogan stating, "Both countries have very large defense budgets. We must reduce these expenditures and use the money for other purposes." Your Excellencies and all involved, we respectfully laud your amicable meeting of reconciliation and peace, wishing the people of both your beautiful lands ever-expanding prosperity, stability, and friendship.
Man contracts rare disease after eating land mollusk. A 21-year-old Australian who, on a dare, consumed a slug, which is a type of terrestrial mollusk without a shell, has been hospitalized and is now struggling to stay alive. The young man has been diagnosed with a rare form of meningitis, known as rat lungworm disease, which can cause fatal swelling of the brain and spinal cord. It is caused by a parasitic worm carried by rats, whose droppings are often consumed by slugs and snails. Our heartfelt prayers for the recovery of the young man. Let us avert such sad outcomes for ourselves and loved ones by choosing the compassionate and life-sustaining plant-based diet.
First Loving Hut coffee shops open in South Korea. Two Loving Huts distinguished by their specialization in coffee have been launched in South Korea. The nation has welcomed over 30 locales from the world's fastest growing vegan franchise, established through Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of making appetizing, hearty, and affordable cruelty-free meals available to the public. The new venues also offer a wide variety of delicious dairy-free coffee drinks, including Americano, Caramel Macchiato, Espresso, Cafe Mocha, Maple Latte, and Vanilla Coffee.
우유 대신 두유를 사용해서 음료를 만드는 그런 카페입니다. 많은 사람들의 건강을 생각하고 또 지구의 환경 보호를 위해서 기여를 한다는 자부심을 갖고 일하고 있고요.
In the cozy Bundang Sune Loving Hut Shop, located in Seongnam City. Fruit juices are also offered, freshly squeezed on the spot for each request. Accompanying the beverages are reasonably priced sandwiches, hamburgers, and muffins, all organic and vegan, of course.
비전문점을 한두 군데 되는 것도 아닌데, 뭐 여기 입에 쫙쫙 붙네요. 인테리어도 아주 잘 돼 있고, 이 커피 끓이는데 무슨 정성이 아주 조미료가 들어갔는지, 뭐 어떤 거 커피 전문점보다도 훨씬 좋은 것 같습니다.
훨씬 담백하고 더 깔끔하고 맛있는 것 같아요.
The second Loving Hut coffee shop can be found in Oiwang City. Many climbers and hikers stop by the Cheongji Loving Hut for an energizing drink on their way to Mount Cheongji. Customers like to top off their refreshing beverages with organic vegan pasta, spaghetti, sandwiches, hamburgers, or many other satisfying baked goods.
우선 들어가면 그 문을 확 이렇게 열고 들어갔을 때 일반 뭐 고깃집이나 이런 식당이랑 다른 그런 분위기가 느껴져요. 평화로운 그런 느낌이 이렇게 제 몸에 이렇게 느껴져요. 친구들하고 같이 갔을 때 친구들이 술 냄새, 고기 굽는 냄새라든지 또는 뭐 술, 담배 이런 거 그런 냄새 없이 깨끗해서 청정하다고 그럴까? 뭐 그래서 다 좋아하더라고요.
여기가 참기름을 위해요. 비베지
Hats off, new Loving Huts. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steady support of this creative and 100% conscientious franchise. As more and more people realize the manifold advantages of the vegan lifestyle, both personally and to the planet, may all beings live harmoniously in abundant health.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption, cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/killers.
Gray whale freed from tangled nets in California, USA. On Wednesday, May 12th, Pacific Marine Mammal Center marine biologists were called in to help a gray whale that had been spotted swimming since Monday in Dana Point Harbor. Dean Gomersall, animal care supervisor for the Pacific Marine Mammal Center, and three other rescuers spent several hours carefully moving their small boat toward the 20-ton female whale to disentangle her mouth, body, and fluke from over 150 pounds of fishing nets and ropes. Mr. Gomersall described his relief at seeing the 35-foot marine mammal swim free as she appeared to head toward the open sea. However, Lily was seen again in the harbor a day later, and whale experts are now keeping a watchful eye for her well-being. A big bravo and many thanks, Mr. Gomersall and Pacific Marine Mammal Center team, for your loving efforts to free whale Lily from dangerous fishing artifacts. Wishing her a soon recovery to normal health and reunion at sea with her pod of fellow marine mammal family and friends.
Save our planet. Scientists say carbon storing is not a viable solution. With countries like Britain, Australia, and the U.S. poised to implement carbon capture and storage processes, or CCS, in an attempt to reduce global warming, a research paper from Houston University in the United States is casting doubts on the practicality of such plans.
The paper states, first of all, that it would require a reservoir the size of a small U.S. state to contain the carbon dioxide produced by even one power station. Co-authors Drs. Michael Economides, professor of chemical engineering at Houston University, and Christine Ehlig Economides, professor of energy engineering at Texas A&M University, go on to assert that previous models of CCS are inaccurate because they assume a constant pressure from the carbon as it is stored in underground rock structures. In fact, the pressure on surrounding rock will likely become so intense in places that it would cause fractures, with the escaping carbon eventually migrating back to the surface. The paper concludes by stating, CCS is not a practical means to provide any substantive reduction in CO2 emissions, although it has been repeatedly presented as such by others. In response, the British Geological Survey has affirmed its intention to quickly review the findings and produce a peer-reviewed analysis.
Drs. Economides, Ehlig Economides, and all participating scientists, we are grateful for your careful evaluation of the urgent matter of handling carbon emissions. May we be guided to planet-cooling actions that bring a lasting revival of our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai often urges for the most effective way to solve global warming as during an international gathering with our association members in February 2008.
Everybody knows by now from the UN report that meat-eating, animal raising is one of the worst factors, or even the worst factor of global warming, and nobody talk about it. Everybody, okay, new energy, biofuel, hybrid car, dig a hole and store the carbon, as if it will not bust one day. What is so difficult to put down one piece of meat and replace it with one piece of tofu, which is exactly the same, better nutrition, better for your health, more economized.
Save our planet. Electric LEAF car communicates with smartphones. Japanese auto manufacturer Nissan has developed the zero-emissions, lithium-ion battery-powered LEAF to communicate with phone devices like the iPhone and the HTC Desire for easier access to information such as remaining battery power in the car and updates as to when it is fully recharged. Drivers can also remotely set the desired temperature for the car's interior upon their return. The LEAF is set to release in early 2011 with a cost of under $30,000. Kudos, Nissan LEAF, for these innovations that offer simultaneous convenience and sustainability. We look forward to the day that such technologies become the norm as we advance in greener living across the globe.
Save our planet. Iran's Environment Protection Organization cautions that levels of Bakhtagan Lake, the country's second largest, continue to diminish due to drought and decreased water flow from the Khor River, with the region facing an immense environmental catastrophe if such conditions continue.
Save our planet. British professor and environmental campaigner Dr. Jeff Meaden states that the current rate of rising seas could lead to one-third of East Kent County, United Kingdom, becoming submerged by 2020.
Save our planet. U.S. researchers find that lizard populations have been disappearing across the world, with up to 20% that could become extinct within decades as temperatures rise too quickly for them to adapt.
Hi, I'm Glimo the Trophius, happy to be following a compassionate vegan diet. I'm here to share a tip on how to avoid straining your wrists while using the computer. It's good to position yourself in front of the keyboard with your wrists and elbows level and parallel to the floor. This will help minimize stress. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, OLAC Vietnam allocates more than $1.5 million to help the underserved. Millions of people in rural locations will receive assistance in areas including education, job skills training, work creation, social aid, and the provision of unemployment insurance. The project will take place between the year 2011 and 2015. Our sincere thankfulness, OLAC Vietnam, for your caring initiative. May it bring benefits to the lives of many industrious individuals.
In ecology news, the United Nations supports rural communities in Haiti. The Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, or FAO, has distributed vegetable seeds, tools, grain and pulse to 68,000 families in the south and southwestern area of the nation. An additional $5 million worth of essential agricultural supplies will be given by the end of June 2010. The FAO has plans for another 40,000 households in Artibonite, Haiti's farming center, and 50,000 throughout Haiti to also be beneficiaries of the aid. Our earnest gratitude, Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, for your vital assistance. May God bless our Haitian brethren to rebuild a glorious nation. Up next on Noteworthy News, research shows that experiences are more important than possessions. We'll Just Let the Dog In be right back. Stay tuned for more loving news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, smoothing news for a healing world. In health news, American researchers discover people gain greater value from experiences than from possessions. A study by Dr. Thomas D. Gilovich and Mr. Travis J. Carter of Cornell University Psychology Department, published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, concluded that experiences provide memories that are unique to the individual. However, material acquisitions are more subject to comparison with others. Dr. Gilovich suggested that it may be beneficial to have community resources available, such as parks and trails, which help make it possible for people to have satisfying experiences. Our appreciation, Dr. Thomas D. Gilovich and Mr. Travis J. Carter, for your meaningful observations. May we all find the ways that bring true inner contentment and peace.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Xhosa, a language of South Africa, entitled Bear Talk.
Ngemva kwemini ethile encamine engenhla yomhlaba, utata weberana emhlophe nonyana wakhe iberana emhlophe babehleli ekhepini. Unyana oyiberana emhlophe waguqukela kuyise wabuza, "Tata, ndiqimelele ukuba yibhere emhlophe?" "Kakade nje nyana, uyiyo ibhere emhlophe ngokugqibeleleyo." Kwadlula imizuzwana engephi, unyana webhere emhlophe waphinda waguqukela kuyise wathi, "Dada, ndixelele inyani ndiyakuyamkela ndiyibhere emhlophe ngokugqibeleleyo andiyobhere intsundu okanye ibhere eyiphande yasetibet okanye ibhere engwevu yasemerika ekhathazwa yile mibuzo engaphiliyo utata oyibhere emhlophe waphetha ebuza unyana wakhe kutheni waphikela ukubuza ukuba ugqibelele ukuba ibhere emhlophe kusini na ngokuba ndiyafa ingqele apho
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Hi, this is Omar from Jeddah. My cats stopped eating meat and fish 1 year ago when they saw that I stopped eating meat. When I realized that I love the animals, I asked myself, how can I eat them? I was badly suffering from meat-related diseases. Since I stopped eating meat, I have been doing well. It is not hard to change our eating habits. If animals such as cats can change their eating habits, why not all human beings for the benefit of their health and to save the Mother Earth? Omar from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Compassionate Omar, we appreciate your note. It is wonderful that you and your cats have an animal-free diet. Truly, if people realized how easy, healthful, and planet-protecting the vegan diet is, surely all individuals would immediately transition. With Allah's immense blessings to you and the pure-hearted people of Saudi Arabia.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say, Gud velsignelse, which means God bless in Norwegian.
May your path in life be filled with grace, joy, and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva meets with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, where they agree to expand cooperation in areas that include energy, aerospace, and technology.
During the fourth ministerial conference of the China-Arab Cooperation Forum in Tianjin, China, delegates from the two parties agree on a new level of cooperative exchange to enhance their country's relations.
The 63rd annual Cannes Film Festival opens with a star-filled gala in southern France and an array of international cinematic productions with winners that will be announced at the festival's finale on May 23rd.
To help Haiti regain her stability, Norway announces a 6.4 million euro increase in donations for reconstruction in areas such as reforestation, agriculture, energy, and the environment.
Saudi Arabia sends a second convoy of 268 metric tons of flour to Gazans in Palestine as part of the country's $2 million U.S. dollar donation of aid.
Colombia's Interior Minister Fabio Valencia Castillo announces that the country's illegal coca leaf harvests diminished by 16% in 2009 to their lowest levels in 11 years.
European Union and Tunisian delegates convene for their 8th Association Council meeting, where they decide on next steps that will bring them closer to shared goals such as a detailed trade agreement.
A new plan introduced by U.S. President Barack Obama seeks to protect especially youths from illegal drug trade and use through more stringent laws as well as community-based prevention and expanded treatment options.
Permanent United Nations representatives of the United Arab Emirates and Samoa sign a formal declaration of their country's diplomatic relations, pledging to promote mutual understanding, friendship, and cooperation in various fields.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announces grants of $100,000 each to 78 new projects for health innovation that seek to improve global health.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.